From the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, whose four-day poetry festival starts September 25th in Waterloo Village, New Jersey, at dodgepoetryfestival.org.
Good morning, this is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Three former Urbana school officials appeared in court yesterday to answer charges of failing to report complaints of child molestation. The complaints led to the arrest and conviction of former grade school teacher John White, who is now serving a 60-year prison sentence. Former Thomas Paine School principal Janice Bradley, former District 116 Human Resource Director Carmelita Thomas, and former Superintendent Jean Amberg all face misdemeanor charges. All three pleaded not guilty as they stood in front of Judge Richard Claus during the arraignment. Janice Bradley's lawyer Ed Pirano says the charges against all three are baseless.
I think they're unfounded, and I think that once the evidence comes out at trial, it'll be found that all three of the clients acted in conformance with statute, but that's what a trial is for.
Pirano says his client, Janice Bradley, feels hurt by the accusation.
She's been a teacher for 33 years, you know, and you're not a teacher of young children for 33 years and then have something like this happen. You've got to be hurt.
Judge Claus set the pretrial date for the three defendants for October 17th. If convicted, they could face up to 364 days in jail or a fine of $2,500. Central Illinois authorities say they raided an unlicensed puppy mill, seizing dozens of dogs. Authorities say the 55 dogs were living in filth and deplorable conditions. Many had no food or water. Dr. Kathleen McManam is the Douglas County Animal Control Administrator. She says the owners of the farm in the rural Arthur weren't arrested yesterday, but the case would be referred to county prosecutors to determine if they should be charged. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says Monday is the last day for Illinois residents to apply for flood-related financial help. Federal authorities say more than $14.6 million in federal disaster grants and loans have been approved so far for Illinois residents. And this year's Urbana Sweet Corn Festival boasts of more music activities. And it will continue today with several bands like Boat Drunks and Delta Kings, as well as include Pony Rides and more. The Sweet Corn Festival is in downtown Urbana from 11 to 11 today.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The matchup for November is almost set. Senator Barack Obama and Senator Joseph Biden versus Senator John McCain and a player to be named later. We're joined now from Denver, where the Democratic Convention is going to open this week, by NPR senior national correspondent Linda Wertheimer, the woman who puts the pizzazz into politics. Are you there, Linda?
Here I am.
Okay, we might have a sound problem as we go on, kind of a mild echo. And senior Washington editor Ron Elvin, are you there, Ron?
Yes, I'm the echo. Good to be with you, Scott.
All right. Thank you for joining us from whatever barrel you're speaking from, and we're going to work on our audio problems as we proceed. But first, if we could get each of you to give us just your reaction to the choice. What does Senator Biden bring to the table? What questions are left open? Linda?
Well, it seems to me that Senator Biden brings to the table a tremendous amount of experience in foreign policy. You know, one of the things that Mr. Obama said about his choice was that he wanted somebody who would be
I think
sounds like a proposal of marriage, doesn't it? But
Linda, could I get you to retake that?
He would be strong where he was not so strong.
Linda, could I get you to retake that? We had a sound problem, and I know you got off just a really good comment that we need to hear.
Okay. The thing that we are finding, I mean, I my first reaction, of course, is that Joe Biden does just exactly what Barack Obama said he wanted his vice presidential pick to do. That is to say, he completes Barack Obama in an area where he was thought to be weak, which is to say foreign policy. Mm-hmm. He has been the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee for a long time, and he has served throughout throughout the, for example, Iraq War, which is one of the issues very important to Senator Obama. And he brings something to the table that Obama didn't have. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it makes a big difference in terms of the electoral popularity of the ticket, but I suppose that perhaps it means that Senator Obama feels more comfortable.
Ron, what do you want to point
out?
I think the thing I'm most struck by is that